and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Today is September 30th, Chewing Gum Day. It's a day that really sticks with you. In fact, later today, you'll be scraping it off your shoe or cutting it out of your hair with a pair of scissors. Happy Chewing Gum Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
Fox News, I'm Pam Husso. A new subpoena from House Democrats pursuing the impeachment of President Trump. 3 House committees are demanding documents related to Ukraine from the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This as the president continues to push back.
The president saying he does not know the identity of a whistleblower who filed a complaint against him, but once again said there was nothing improper in his July call with the president of Ukraine.
Fox's John Decker, a tragic case of friendly fire. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says Officer Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed yesterday by fellow officers while struggling with an armed suspect.
We lost the life of a courageous public servant solely due to a violent criminal who put the lives of the police and all the people we serve in jeopardy.
The suspect was also killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Best September bits.
Who never has any kids but still goes to Disney? MILLENNIALS. You should go to Vegas, not vacation with Mickey. MILLENNIALS. Millennials. Get a life. Millennials. Go to Spain. Disney's a place for children who are 5. Come back when you've got some kids and have a family. MILLENNIALS.
Wake your butt up!
That's for those of you who've been waiting for us to wake you up when September ends, which is today. Woo. Which is great. What I thought I'd do today, and I should do this every month on the last weekday show of the month, is go back and see some of the things that we did through the month.
Yes.
So we can remember all the fun and excitement of September 2019. And, I've looked at a good bit of the audio that we dubbed and stuff so far.
What a bunch of crap!
But we'll find something. Gosh, it was back. Oh, no, that wouldn't be in there. That wouldn't be in there. Probably recorded over that. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do anything.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Willie Murphy is our name this hour. Willie Murphy, you have till 5 to call us at 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win this week's grand prize in the name game. And that grand prize is a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for 1 year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. So, Willie, even if you did, what a guy you would be if you won this.
Oh, man.
And then gave it to your, I mean, how could you lose?
Or if you just kept it and you worked outside all the time and you went once a month and got your massage.
Dream come true.
Willie Call.
And Smart Skin is an awesome spa. So, Willie, you have until 5 o'clock to call us at 396-5477. Heads up from Brett McDonald. By the way, let me just... I'm a hawk show toast, not a financial planner. But last I looked today... hang on, I want to see where the numbers ended up, and I'll give you some real insight and analysis here. Stand by. The Dow and the Standard & Poor's were both up today, which means Wall Street's listening to all this kabuki theater going on in D.C. and saying,
what a bunch of crap!
The economy is good. The economy is good. There is no recession. That was, of all the flagrant horse poop things that the media's pulled, and they've been shameless, beyond shameless, trying to sell a recession, and successful enough to where a good number of people in this country bought into it.
But not successful enough to where they're still believing it. They had to change it. And now you're never going to hear anything
because
about it.
Because it's not true.
Yeah.
Look, in the month of August, new housing starts up 7%. That does not happen in a recession. That's when recessions are when construction workers and people who work in, you know, the building trades are sitting around waiting for a call because there's just not that much going on. So by any measure, the economy is just fine. But these treasonous bastards in the media.
Is that okay?
I'm making a long A. It doesn't sound
as
bad.
Yeah. Got it, man. Got to have that turkey. It's right around the corner.
I'm a bastard every Thanksgiving. that may have been the most egregious of all. But taking a look back at this month, which has been the most boring month, except for Dorian. And if you'll recall, when that first was born, Rich said, everybody's got to keep an eye on this. This could go across Florida. This could come into the Gulf. And eventually it raked the Bahamas. And everybody, of course, you know, occasional cortex and all the crazy climate change hay-holes said, oh, this is what climate change looks like. Well, what's happened since, AOC? Is that climate change too? When there's nothing going on, there's been nothing, not a squat, nothing since Dorian, which was actually a rather predictable event for the Bahamas or anybody that lives in the Caribbean.
Because isn't it hurricane season?
Yeah.
And you know, this didn't start a few years ago when the temperature got hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane season, they kind of figured it out long ago, started around June 1st and ended around December 1st. But there have been named storms in every month of the year. The last one to have a storm was April. There had been no April storms. And then while I was working in Miami, there was one. And that was the last month. So they can happen really any time. But, you know, it's called the weather. The weather is what you're wearing today. The climate is what's in your closet. Because you got to be prepared for anything, including this call from Joe.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hi, Joe.
Reason I'm calling, first of all, I spoke to you before. I'm a Canadian by birth, and I just sent you a link to your Facebook page on a girl named Scram Suzuki. Are you familiar with a guy named David Suzuki?
David Suzuki?
Yes.
I know.
Okay, he is a radical environmentalist out of Canada, and it's one that has been preaching for absolutely years. And his daughter, back in 1992, flew 5,000 miles from British Columbia down to the UN, and basically, if you will watch, because I sent you the link, what Greta Thunberg has sent is just a repeat. It's a second helping.
How are you getting this link to me? Is he somebody that was posting on my page or something?
I was trying to send it through a special messenger. I've never been made a friend by you, but
I will. You know, we have openings like once a week or so, and when I do, I say first person in gets it. I'm not deliberately keeping anybody out. Let me just take a look.
I did not mean it that way in any case.
Okay.
Form. But I'm trying to get you the link because, like, I think you see it's just they keep coming at you. And as I said, this goes back, if you would look at it, it goes back to 1992 when she flew 5,000 miles and, you know, went to the UN General Assembly and climate change. Mm-hmm. And her dad is just a wacko. If you Google David Suzuki, you'll see he's a big environmentalist out of Canada and has been at it for absolutely years.
All right, I appreciate the heads up on this. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
I just received yet another link to a story that totally exposes how, look, there's people that have money to be made from this climate change hoax and what they're trying to impose in the name of climate change. So the first question that you need to ask when somebody, oh, it's climate change. Like, this has never happened before. There's no precedent for this. If there hadn't been climate change, all of us would be sitting under 75 feet of ice right now, okay? What made the glaciers that covered Alabama go away? Was it Fred Flintstone's SUV? This is the level of ignorance we're dealing with this country, because history started with Barack Obama's birth, for God's sake.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Have some mercy on the rest of us. Oh, we got to get rid of all the cows and cars and oil and gas and, geez. Yes, sir.
Well, on a lighter note, away from politics, speaking of good things in September, I had a niece, Anna, who had a birthday earlier this month, as well as my father, Harry. So I just wanted to
I'm glad you got that
calm
in.
You down,
Happy
Mr.
birthday
Greg.
To them.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a question.
What?
Climate change. Wasn't, when they first did it, it was a math problem? And didn't they say something about a number being off?
Oh, they have, if they're not deliberately rigging the data, they are misreading it. It is bullcrap.
I think the data in the first place in the 80s when they did it was off.
Look at the people that are advocating it. This, I'm going to play that. One of the songs that we got in September, I was going to do the Fat Guys in the Navy song, but I'll hold that off as we look back on the month of September for the best of bits. That'll be coming up in just a moment. When you need to do, all right, yeah, the climate can be harsh. There's no doubt about that. Almost anywhere. Here in Alabama, we get extreme heat and humidity, and we can also get some pretty darn cold days there in the winter. Whatever Alabama, though, throws at us, if you've got the right exterior paint, it'll hold up, hold its brilliance. And if you buy John Lee Paint Solar Proof, their own brand specifically formulated to resist the development of mildew, it'll hold its look for a long, long time. For years, I've been telling you about Richard's Paint. That's for interiors. And I wish I had a link to the incredible display that Eddie Bader put together for the house that we just rented, because we used Richard's Paint to do the entire interior, nice neutral color. And I didn't realize how well it held up until I looked at it 6 years later and said, man, this is good stuff. When it comes to paint, it's worth investing in something that's going to yield a professional result. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, the pros already know. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. I don't think I'm going to roll call today.
What?
Well, we're kind of jammed on time.
Aww.
It's 4:15 already, and
I don't care who you are. Roll call, make you smile.
Well,
because you're good.
I'll reevaluate my position in a bit, but right now at 4:15, we got to take this break, and then we'll be back.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa!
Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right, only one
home.
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 Because now the
only
place you can see the Big Bang Theory all week long is...
Weekdays at 5 on WCOV, Fox 20.
We live here. Yeah!
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Troy University has been suspended since last week after reports of rules violations, including possible hazing. It's the second fraternity to be accused of hazing after Troy's Sigma Chi chapter earlier this semester, in which seven members were removed. A Demopolis City employee behind bars right now after the Department of Corrections says she was in an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Authorities charged 48-year-old Barbara Blevins with five counts of sexual misconduct after the ADOC says she had relations with an inmate at the Camden Community Works Center. And many areas across the state are facing drought conditions. Now Alabama Power says it's reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams. The move is intended to prevent lakes from shrinking too much. But Alabama Power says without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight, low temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day. And still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic keeping you updated this afternoon. The 2300 block of Brubaker, that's just up from Brubaker at Bell. We have a five-car bumper-to-bumper accident there. Use caution in the area. Steady stream of traffic on I-65 out of Montgomery all the way up to Cobbs Ford Road, 65 southbound. That accident on the Selma Highway is clear now. Traffic is building heading out of town on 65 south. Atlanta Highway at I-85 picking up from downtown. And Taylor Road, of course, always busy from Vaughn to I-85. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Reviewing the best of September. The Climate Hypocrite song.
We're environmentalists. All around the world we fly. We're still using plastic. Still freaking drive. Living in big mansions, but we're saving the world. We tell you recycle, but we don't recycle. We're hypocrites. Posers talk about saving the planet aboard our private jets. We're hypocrites.
Best of September. You may recall back on September 9th, you heard it here first. Of all the branches of the military, the one that's just a little too chubby for its own good, it turns out to be the Navy. No disrespect intended.
Eat donuts, eat pizza, and you will be a new recruit.
Don't kill the messenger. My dad served in the Navy. Rich Thomas's dad served in the Navy. So it's just a story. Don't kill the messenger. I have to report the news as we get it, which really sucks because I hate the news. I wake up every morning and every afternoon for my nap, and it's like by the time I'm up and conscious 15 or 20 minutes, pissed.
I feel like you're probably not the only one that feels like that. And it's got to be bad for
I want to share a note I just got from listener Karen from North Carolina.
Yay, Karen.
Pinocchio states, quote, "We won't mind losing the House as long as we can protect the Constitution." That's Nancy Pelosi. She also doesn't care if they lose the House as long as they're protecting. You know, we must be prayerful. You are so full of crap, lady. How could you make a statement like that with a straight... Well, you have a straight face because it can't move. Because every freaking living tissue in your face is now synthetic. And your face runs on batteries. And if they're dead, nothing happens. You just drool. You old... Itch.
Back.
Is it better if I do it that way?
I wonder where the batteries for her face go in at.
What a Quisling. What a...
Quisling.
She... Miss Oil and Lube, 1955.
No, you're serious.
Without getting too graphic, I have a feeling that there's an oil company today that might be interested in her endorsement. I have to go visit the CBD store. Actually, it's your CBD store. We have had, of course, your CBD store has products for everybody, especially humans. But it's funny how people are, you know, they want to do the best they can for themselves. But when you come up with something that really helps a pet, their dog walk better, their dog sleep better, be less anxious, that's when they really, because the dog treats that they sell at your CBD store have been incredibly effective in everything from anxiety to pain, people sleeping better. And, of course, that works just as well for humans as it does dogs. And you can get CBD products made by SunMed, an excellent line, all totally legal, no high in these. Oil tinctures, I've used the topical cream for a little pain. I occasionally get around, I don't know what causes it. One doctor said it's tomato burn.
Tomato burn?
Tomato burn, yes. If you, certain acidic fruits or vegetables in a large quantity, especially something like ketchup, which I don't use anymore. I don't use ketchup. And I was a Heinz-aholic for years.
Oh, man.
But sometimes as your body is processing things, you get a little sharp pain. And the topical creams do work. The pet products I mentioned, e-liquids for vaping, gummies, water solubles. And two women who can help guide you to the product that will help you with the symptom you're looking to relieve for yourself or for your pet. In fact, Marissa actually took the time to shoot a video that I could send to Janelle. They shipped the pet treats to Janelle's house for her dog, my granddaughter, Bella, who is having some arthritis problems in her hind legs and some anxiety. And she's doing so much better. It worked on our little, my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, candidate thing, Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. Briscoe. Your CBD store. Easy to find, too, right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs location at the east end of East Chase. Just turn south at the Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right. It's right there in that plaza. Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store. And if you want to call in advance, 593-0818, open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be right back.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, what a surprise! No, I'm surprised. surprised too, because I wasn't going to roll call, but you know what I thought? After a while.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hello, handsome.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You gotta have something
if you wanna
be with me.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Ignorant slut.
Cause that zero.
Kapuya!
Is too cold for me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
I'm not tired to be your highest.
I'll be back.
Cause that
my could he say can't hang?
It's too low to see.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
You're gonna be scared right out of your pants.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not.
You sure is ugly.
Believe you.
What do you think that you're waiting for?
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumb metal.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Break your butt up!
Oh,
that's hot.
Boy, does he have a lot of
chutzpah.
Nothing
from nothing. Hey, where are the white women at?
You
gotta
have if you wanna be with me. Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
All right, judges, you know who you are. You're invited to text or Facebook message in a score. A little rusty. It's been a week.
That had a lot of chutzpah.
I just needed to do it.
I thought it was good.
I enjoyed
it. I'm getting at that point where I need a cathartic moment.
No misses.
No.
None whatsoever.
Are we double parked? Is there, what? Fresh.
Good. Everything's good. I was just saying
that. Well, good. That's fresh. He is the genius that runs jams.
I'm showing y'all the new photos that just came in. That's all.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh.
Look at him. He's even got a little mustache.
A little Joey.
Oh, I must.
You gotta snap it, huh?
I gotta get a. I gotta get a photo of the photo.
He looks so happy.
That is so cute.
You know, because this morning, Jacqueline sat where Seth is between Rich Thomas and Jay Scott.
Yeah.
And she says, I feel like I'm the meat in an adorable sandwich.
I heard that. It was cute.
So, yeah, let me get a picture. This is.
Oh, man, aww. That's epic.
Joey looks like he just got circuit.
and that's why he has a V-neck.
One of those religious. ceremonies. It's. I need you, Seth. Stand up and hold that for me, so I can get a picture without too much reflection. Oh my goodness!
He looks so good in that.
You know what that is? That's extortion photo.
Well, you need to take a picture of the old one. The old one.
Oh, did that just come out of his?
No, they just bought him. They just dropped him off.
Oh,
the old one. He has short hair and three chins.
Nice, Fresh. And congratulations, you are a successful radio dude.
Yes.
Of the highest caliber. 4:35, we gotta go back to the traffic department. And I think I'm gonna go smoke out any wrecks that might be going on behind the building. So
good.
Why don't
save.
You are we all down with that? And then we may there may be one or two things left in our never ending quest to How about if we just go to the traffic dungeon first?
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. The normal afternoon heartburn on Taylor Road from Vaughn to I-85. There's a slowdown out there again this afternoon. Another accident, 1300 East South Boulevard. This is just before Narrow Lane. That's going to cause some problems if you're headed in the direction of Alpha. Also, 85 doing pretty good out of downtown. 65 north and southbound out of Montgomery doing good this afternoon. Y'all drive carefully now, you hear. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
CBS Tonight has all new comedy starting with The Neighborhood. And from Chuck Lorre comes the new comedy, Bob Hart's Abishola.
You're on a break.
We have 28 minutes.
So it's like speed date.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Then, she's LA's newest Superior Court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges. You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Demopolis City employee behind bars right now after the Department of Corrections says she was in an inappropriate relationship with an inmate. Authorities charged 48-year-old Barbara Blevins with 5 counts of sexual misconduct after the ADOC says she had relations with an inmate at the Camden Community Works Center. Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Troy University has been suspended since last week after reports of rules violations, including possible hazing. It's the second fraternity to be accused of hazing after Troy's Sigma Chi chapter earlier this semester, in which 7 members were removed. And many areas across the state are facing drought conditions. Now Alabama Power says it's reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams. The move is intended to prevent lakes from shrinking too much, but Alabama Power says without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you. I don't see any in the next 7 days. Maybe early next week it gets better. But for tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. More record highs will be tied or broken each day. And still no rain expected for the next several days through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're tired of boring old Alexa, then you'll love the new Samuel Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
What the f*** you call me?
Oh, sorry. Samuel Alexa?
And you will know my name is Samuel Alexa. When I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Okay. What's the weather today?
Do I look like a motherfucker? weatherman to you. Stick your head out the window.
I had enough of him, too. I canceled my... By the way, I canceled my Capital One card because I didn't like Samuel L. Jackson's comments about conservatives. I certainly... And then who else do they get? Alec Baldwin. So you must hate me. You don't want my business. So I can't finally cancel my card. Then this weekend, I have a Walmart card. I really only carry it to impress women. I mean, it has a $100 limit on it, too. Ooh. I can go crazy. I can buy half a carton of cigarettes with that. No, so I get a statement from Walmart with the joyous tidings that instead of Synchrony Bank, Capital One is now going to be the supporting entity for their credit card.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. How about that?
I wonder if they're going to take over Sam's, too.
I don't know. But I was not happy to receive that. And then they got you in a technical... Because if you cancel a card for any reason, they look at it as a negative on your credit report. It affects your credit score.
So when you get one, you can't get rid of it?
Well, you can, but you take the risk that the credit score you worked so hard to build up could drop a point or a few points. I don't know how much. I haven't been able to get a straight answer out of everybody. One thing I've been doing, though, is looking at bills, and I had no idea I had so many recurring charges, stuff. I did this Checkmate thing. It's just basically access public records. It's easier than trying to plow through all that stuff using the internet or reading a zillion Facebook pages and stuff, because there were a couple of people I wanted to look up. One in particular, because of a friend who was having some issues with somebody, I said, let me check him out. I'll find out. Then I got curious, because that's actually better than Facebook when it comes to locating people, because not everybody has a Facebook page, but everybody has a public record. So I had a little fun with that. I didn't, I was just interested to see who was doing what.
It's curious. It's nice to know.
Yeah. Because I care.
Market research.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was research I was doing. That's what I was doing. It is 4:43. Now, I've had this queued up here. I suppose I should play a little of this. Because all the news does is focus on the whiny-ass Democrats and their impeachment. We must be prayerful and watch out for the Constitution. You wouldn't know the Constitution, Nancy Pelosi, if it was wrapped around your toilet paper dispenser and you wiped your ass with it. Okay? Quit making a farce out of this. This has nothing to do with protecting the Constitution. It's about protecting your power. And why you're so lustful for it, that's what I don't get. Jeff Sessions once said that, because I really did seriously want to run for Congress. I've always wanted to run for something. And he said, you really have more influence here doing this, but I don't look at it that way. I don't look at this as a position of power. I don't want to have power. I like to make people laugh or think or whatever this,
And the thinking part is what you do. You make people think.
Occasionally.
More than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I would like to believe that. Jake, thank you for that. Jake is our guest sidekick. We have... Now, some of you who may have been waiting for an opportunity to do this, we may have to make a change or two because I just found out there's a mayoral election in this town coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And I do want to... David Woods has asked, and we've accepted, his request to come in and join us. And the same opportunity is available to Mr. Reed if they reach out. So far, they have not. I am not tracking anybody down. If you don't, like we said the last time we had a congressional thing, if you don't see the value in a local talk radio station and how that can help you get your message across, in my opinion, not reaching out, not taking advantage of this platform is just like saying, I really don't think I want to answer your questions.
Exactly.
So we'll see how that all plays out. But House Republicans blast Dems impeachment inquiry. I hope this is Lindsey Graham.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here this morning.
We have just come from our conference and really focused on the discussion about what the Speaker of the House and the House Democrats did yesterday. And, you know, we have watched now, ever since President Trump was elected, the House Democrats have been careening from impeachment theory to impeachment theory. They've careened from target to target for a while. 10 days or so ago, they were focused on impeaching Justice Kavanaugh. Now they're back to focusing on President Trump. But what we see repeatedly is a complete lack of focus on concern about evidence and facts. And what Speaker Pelosi did yesterday really was the worst we've seen yet, where she announced an impeachment inquiry without any evidence, without seeing the transcript of the phone call at issue, without seeing any details from the supposed whistleblower. And when you think about what that does, both from the perspective of our constitutional obligation and from the perspective of our national security, it ought to give every American grave concerns that they are dealing with this in a way that is absolutely such a flagrant disregard of their constitutional responsibility.
It's not only that, but when she said, well, so what if we lose the House? What does that tell you? I mean, there are so many Trump, I've heard Brett McDonald talk about this since the man was elected, has wanted to get an infrastructure program launched. Who knows more about infrastructure and building than Donald Trump? No help from the Democrats. No help on anything. If it hadn't been, and that Republican majority was in a way a joke. They did get the tax cut through, but that's about all they did. They didn't really do anything solid on the border. He's had to, you know, take the back way through the military. The Mexicans are doing more to protect the border than we are, and that's only because the Democrats got nothing better to do than spank their monkeys all day long with their next impeachment wet dream. I'm sick of it. It's getting old. My worry, though, has been that the people, and maybe this is part of their plan, we're going to be so persistent. We are going to be the crying baby in the next aisle on your flight, and we're not going to shut up until you get on a different plane. That seems to be their strategy, and honestly, I don't think it's working. I really don't think people are going to want to vote for them just to shut up the media. It's amazing how silent the media was during 8 miserable years of Obama.
It seems like they, at first, maybe worked a little bit, but the more they tried to do the same thing, the more people saw and they opened their eyes and they're like,
How much, I mean, and I know that at least 1/4 of the country is nuts and they're just beyond help, but I really believe there are some moderate Democrats out there, especially in the middle part of the, what they call flyover country, who are saying, you know, because most normal people have at some level some component of fairness in their psyche. And I think there are people who are saying, well, I may not like Trump, but you know what? Deep down, this is not right. What they're doing is not right. And if I had to make a prediction today, I not only think Trump will get reelected, I think he'll get reelected by a larger plurality. And the Republicans, if we can run some really good candidates, will get control of both houses. And then they need to go to work, unlike what they did in 2017. Because really, all they seem to care about, and this is what I blame Martha Roby's remark about Trump just before the election in 16, which she almost lost to Becky Gerritsen. I blamed it because somebody advising her was part of that media cabal. No, the Washington Post, they're going to praise you for this. You know, this is the problem with Washington, is, well, how's this going to play in the press? Well, you should know. If you're going to have an R next to your name, it's not going to be good. We'll be right back.
An organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
From
the Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Stocks ending the month and third quarter on a positive note on easing trade tensions, led by tech gains with Apple leading the charge. The S&P 500 will now enter the fourth quarter with its biggest year-to-date gain in more than two decades. With the Dow rising 97 points, the NASDAQ up 60, S&P 500 up 15. And shares of recreational vehicle manufacturer Thor Industries soaring and rising nearly 16% today after the Airstream trailer maker reported a better-than-expected fourth quarter profit as sales grew from a recent European acquisition, giving the U.S. company an entrance abroad. And following a botched IPO attempt and the ouster of its CEO, WeWork is shelving its plans to go public for now. The office-sharing company said it's making the move to focus on its core business and that it has every intention to operate WeWork as a public company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because I need the money. That's why. It's 4:52, and I love doing it. Wrapping up the 4 to 5 hour, I have long ago expressed my dismay at the direction that the Drudge Report has taken. I've been reading Drudge since the early 2000s, and I distinctly recall during the 2016 election that he was at least fair. He did not post articles of condemnation or crap calling for impeachment after Obama won, and most people who really didn't care for the promises he made or his refusal to tell us what they meant, words like fundamental transformation and all that. How's your health care these days? It's a little more expensive, ain't it? Well, we tried to tell you, and then when we had a chance to turn back the hands of time, as Tyrone Davis once said, these weak-kneed Republicans weren't much help. So I have found the libertydaily.com, and it looks just like Drudge. The layout is identical. Same type fonts, same everything. And some of the headlines here. Black sixth grade girl who accused white students of forcibly cutting her hair made the whole thing up, but just like clockwork, fake news media pounced to push false narrative. How many times have we seen this happen? Over and over and over again. But they don't wait for the facts. They get the story out, and by the time it gets, you know, they have to correct the initial falsehoods, everybody's heard the wrong story. And they do this time after time after time. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, who we once interviewed on the show, do we want a deep state or democratically elected president governing us? This is really what this next election is about. Well, here's one. In Trump impeachment, no one is above the law. That could backfire on Democrats. I've said it will. I think people... How many times can you play this game before people say, you know what, you're wearing us out here with this garbage? Get back to me if you really have something serious. Here's Jeff Flake. Didn't get the message. Who finished his term as Arizona senator with 12% approval. But he's an anti-Trump rhino, and the media loves to listen to him. There's still time to save your souls. What the fork are you talking about when you say that? Still time to save our souls from what? I'm sorry. Save our souls from what? Flake?
Yeah, sounds like somebody's guilty.
Most aptly named senator ever. Former Senate aide says former Democrat Senator Al Franken groped her behind. Well, surprise. Joe Biden, what are you hiding? We played that ad a little earlier in the show, and we may play it again. And Alex Jones, fighting back, sues the Young Turks for libel. Haven't heard much about the libel suit that those kids, remember the fake Indian in front of the Lincoln Memorial, that whole mishigas? Yeah. That kid has filed, and using some very powerful and experienced attorneys, filed multi-million dollar lawsuits against the Times, I think the school, because the school immediately cowered before the media.
That's good, man.
Kid didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, nothing at all.
16 years old, and the media had no qualms about hanging him out nationally to dry.
That's terrible.
Where he's getting death threats and stuff. It really is. Billy.
What's going on, Greg?
We got about a minute. What's up?
Hey, you just brought up something really important. You asked the question, do you want to continue Democratic government, or do you want the deep state running this government? And if you really sit back, Greg, and think, before Donald Trump, who was actually running this government? Was it the deep state?
Yeah.
What Donald Trump has done, he's just turned the tables a little bit, and he's starting to expose the deep state for what it really is, and what they've been doing all these years.
And has fearlessly said things that the Democrats have kept, and the Republicans too, they're just as, they're afraid to say it, pulls the lid back on a city like Baltimore and says, we have invested $15 billion in this town in the last year, and the murder rate and the crime is out of control. You're the number one most rat-infested city in America.
What? It's a dump.
But Elijah Cummings is running his mouth every 2 minutes about, I got to impeach him.
Yeah, he needs to look around his own carpet before he talks about someone else.
The only thing that will seriously change this paradigm is term limits. That is the only thing.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And how come that hasn't been put in action years ago is beyond me.
Well, it's got to be started by the very people that don't want it, Congress.
Well, just sit back and think, what was the agenda of the deep state if Hillary Clinton was going to win? Because the press already painted her as the winner.
And Donald she's still running around making excuses.
Exactly right.
For everything.
So what was her agenda? What was she going to continue doing that the deep state wanted her to do? You know? So that's what Donald Trump has done. He has interrupted this process for 4 years, and I hope he can do it for another 4 years. And I hope, and like you said, that we can get a Republican-run Senate, state, everything.
And by the way, thanks for the call, we need to get rid of the Republicans in the Senate who already are fighting him on getting a deal with China because they've been getting nice donations to look the other way. There's corruption from one end to the other. Donald Trump has no interest in this. He has lost billions of dollars by giving up his businesses to do this job, and he hasn't taken a dime in pay. What have you guys done, Pelosi, Schumer, the rest of you creeps? What sacrifices are you making? None. But you've all become very, very wealthy people while sitting in your congressional seat. How'd that happen? Fox News in a minute.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic keeping you updated this afternoon. An accident to tell you about. Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael. Carmichael's backed up along with the off-ramp on I-85 onto the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution in the area. Also, the report of an accident at Cottingham at Shamrock. That's just off Federal Drive. And out of downtown, the Atlanta Highway is starting to build as the state workers are pouring out of downtown heading home. 65 north and southbound rolling along pretty well as I-85. Be careful out there this afternoon. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza.